Well, Keith, a point in the end, a game full of talking points. So what's your overall assessment?
Probably a point was maybe a fair result. I thought we scored a good goal second half and we're in the ascendancy and we don't capitalise on that. The game gets a little bit frantic. And we can see the poor goal, a well-taken goal from Finnair's point of view, but a poor goal from our point of view. So it was a scrappy game. Pitch was tough for both teams. Contentious decisions, lots of yellow cards. We get a red card. Have to see it back. I don't know. I think there was challenges flying in the game, and there's Finnair, some very experienced players, very good players, very experienced players, and they also know how to play the game. So I think maybe we're a little bit naive, promise, but I don't know whether there was actual contact for the second yellow card. But a point coming up to Finnhars. We know coming up here, it's going to be very, very tough on the back of playing three games in 8 days. Tonight, obviously, it's the same for Finnhars. So I'm not too disappointed with the draw, because it's probably a fair result, although we crashed one off the crossbar from Promise's strike, and we've had one or two other chances. We butchered a chance in the first half where Chris Twardock and Ali Koo came together in the box, when really Ali probably should have got a shot off and maybe worked the goalkeeper at that point. But it's a really tough place to come, particularly at this time of year with the pitch the way it is. And it's the same for both teams. Both teams struggled a little bit to come to terms with the conditions tonight. The pitch was very heavy, very soft, very bubbly underfoot. So I dare say it wasn't a great spectacle for the big crowd that turned up tonight.
Well, plenty of endeavour from both teams, and probably maybe a more open game than some would have expected.
Yeah, our game so far has been quite open, and that's probably where we need to become a little bit more, I suppose, wiser, cuter. I've mentioned, Finn Harps have lots of experienced players like Dave Webster, Ethan Boyle, at the heart of their defence. Maybe we need to control games a little bit more when we go ahead, kill the game for spells, maybe play the game in the opposition half a little bit more. I think we can be better with that, but we're a young team, we're still gelling. It's early in the season and we're three games in, and coming to Finn Harps, like I said, it's not the end of the world to come away with a point, albeit that we obviously came up here trying to get all three.
Any injury concerns?
We have to wait and see. I'm not immediately after the game. The concern obviously is that we'll miss Promise next week going into Derby against Rovers and Shelbourne on Monday. So we'll have to wait and see what disciplinary brings. It's a little bit unfortunate, I believe, from speaking to one or two people after the game, that it doesn't look like it's a second yellow. I haven't seen it back, so I can't really comment on it. Obviously, Promise will be a big miss for us next week.
And finally, on a bright note for you, you did better than this time last year, because it was a defeat up here last March, so it is a point.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a really tough place to come. Finn Harps, they're a good side. Ollie has his teams well drilled. They're organised, and like I said, he's got some vast experience, some players with great experience around the league playing in the team. So you don't expect anything different, and certainly Finn Harps didn't disappoint us tonight.